Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the fully legally approved and signed in triplicate Hot in Orbital Radio News. Everything you are about to hear has been pored over by our lawyers.
Yes, and we've got the swear jar ready for action. We're missing Buck this evening, but we have plumped another asp down in his landing pad and have our guest correspondent, Daffeth Greenfalley, joining us in the studio. Good evening, Daffeth.
Good evening, truckers. Terms and conditions apply.
We've not bothered with the fine print, as we're hoping the Commander Wotherspoon has read it so we don't have to. I'm Mike Oxlong.
I'm Rudolph Hucker.
I'm Dick Chafing. And along with our pair of snockers, we're ready for action.
Hutton trolled by Pilots Federation.
Box top trucking interrupted by integrity problems.
Hutton versus the Red Baron. It's off the top of the von Richthofen scale.
The latest from our legal eagle as he studies the ins and outs and ups and downs of some horrible leakage.
Infamy, infamy, they've all got it in for me. The latest headlines from the community.
There we three in dread, and Atrus 5060 said, "I'll roll over," and one fell out. Find out which one with our Thargoid update.
Lou's here with what to do in Hutton space.
And that beady eye of Norma's knows what's going on elsewhere.
The Pilots Federation, ever-present power behind the galaxy, have been accused of trolling Hutton this week by choosing today to reveal their latest in a raft of changes to how they run the galaxy.
I'm sorry, Dick, you can't see that.
What?
Well, they're alleged to have done so. We can't actually accuse them.
Allegedly, they totally trolled us by getting thousands of pilots to tune away from this radio station.
No, you can't see that either.
Allegedly, they took our listener away?
That's better.
The bastards! Well, that's thrown me right off my stride. Okay, this evening, the Pilots Federation revealed exciting developments for your ship cockpit, new features for explorers, and the latest in the in-ship data retrieval systems known as the Codex. We can exclusively reveal here inside information on what's coming in a matter of weeks.
No, we can't.
Why, everyone else is talking about it.
Yes, but we can't.
But it's been in the media, they've even broadcast it themselves.
It's this contract here, it says, we can't say.
I didn't sign that.
Nah, but Glenn did.
Okay, let me try this a different way. There's new stuff coming! And it's exciting!
Perfect.
Balls.
Commander Buck Naked, a spokesperson for Lakon Spaceways, has been involved in a galactic scandal this evening after letting a fellow commander down with a bump. The spokesperson and Hutton regular, Buck, known for his tendency to drink far too much sake and then broadcast on this radio station, was called back to Lakon's headquarters for a secret seminar about the media hints of new ships coming in the near future. Whether this was a cunning competitor analysis, looking at whether whatever is wending its way to launch pads everywhere is going to put a dent in their sails, or a sneak sales preview of something new from Lakon, he isn't telling. Whilst at the top secret conference, he spotted the owner of a 1 Type 6 in distress, having had a full landing gear failure after a full throttle landing incident. Ever the Stetson-wearing gentleman, he and his team of grease monkeys sprung into action, offering to replace the landing gear as part of his Buck's full-service guarantee. Unfortunately, when lifting the Type 6 off the pad to remove the old landing gear, he didn't manage the clearance levels needed and wedged the gear thoroughly sideways under the ship. Not one to be outdone by a faulty lift and a dodgy jack, Buck broke out his good friend Eric's banhammer and proceeded to batter 9 shades of beige out of the wedged leg. The fully engineered hammer, available from all good engineer bases for the cost of 1 box of Comitra cigars, shifted the half-lifted ship, dislodged the leg and freed it, which, in keeping with the low gravity of the situation, then caused the ship to careen across the docking bay and take out a pile of waiting cargo, 3 of the deckhands, a maintenance robot, and the lifting crane. At which point, what little gravity there was took hold and brought the entire thing crashing down to the deck, crushing any remaining hope that the situation could be retrieved. He narrowly escaped without injury and, with the help of a local wrecking crew, managed to salvage the remains of the Type 6, though not, unfortunately, his pride. Luckily, he has deep pockets and long arms and fully compensated the pilot involved, the families of the dockhands, repaired the maintenance robot, and even gave them a free pine tree-shaped air freshener. As a result of all of this unexpected pad action, Buck's not here tonight, but we hope to bring you his trucker later. Try that again. We hope to bring you his top trucker later, regardless.
Hey, what's this nonsense of you not getting any interruptions then? I'll press
that. That was all true, that's why. And not covered by NDA.
Bugger.
With Lou Snockers dangling the instructions for this week in front of us later in the show, we have information that the Red Baron of the Red Squadron is bringing his Crimson Avenger to bear on Hutton pilots in Wolf 359. It's hence that Hutton dare try to take Cady back from him. That's a station name, by the way, not a person. And having only generously given it to him in the last month, he has issued instructions that this will not do, and I will fight some in the space with my lasers. The Red Baron, we believe, The Red Baron, we believe, a scion of the Richthofen family from Seoul, is known as a pilot of much renown amongst pilot factions, aiding them in attacking anyone that he doesn't like very much. A known associate of the dastardly Dom, we understand that he is, luckily, just one pilot. Judging by the number of kills indicated on the outside of his hull, he's quite the pilot, but not one that we can't overcome with a little bit of grit, the Dambusters theme, an inappropriately named dog, multi-cannons, and of course remembering that it's an election and not a war, which means his distaste for kissing babies counts against the count. He has been seen near Lomas dropping propaganda pamphlets from his crate and leaving red skywriting over planets using his engine trails as a giant marker pen. Alvin doesn't have any truck with entitled 20th Century World War throwbacks, and is calling on all truckers to throw mugs at him from their own ships and carry on boosting our influence in the hopes that the Red Baron, membership One Angry Pilot, will just retire to run a B&B somewhere in New Bavaria for lederhosen-wearing beardies, beerstein-drinking hikers. And whatever you do, don't mention Zavor.
Well, good evening, truckers. David Greenfalley here. I've read through all these very complicated documents, and unfortunately most of it says that I can't say anything. Well, I'm off on an expedition next week with a few friends to find out a little bit more science, but you see I can't tell you what it is. But the lawyers do say that we have to be very careful just in case we upset someone. We don't know on what grounds we might upset them, but if they're upset, they might stop us doing what we're doing just by telling people that they object, but just not why. But for the time being, I've been given an improved list of all the things I can say out loud. I'll start here with the first pile. Terms and conditions apply. It may contain nuts, and you may not get back your initial investment, especially not if you don't fly the 150 light years before you sell your mug. Objects in the rearview mirror may be closer than they appear, and batteries not included. Oh, and of course the most important one. The rest of this show may not be suitable for those of a nervous disposition. Oh, and please confirm you're not a robot.
As ever, Hutton's community is at the heart of our day-to-day activity, and it's time to catch up with the highs and lows of what's going on out there. Commander Bam has been nominated for an award by fellow truckers for organising the huge Hutton trip to the Rift. The application is currently being considered by Lael Wolf. Night shift commander Texas Stew has been confirmed to be recovering from a nasty case of mods by swift application of a Hutton mug and some rest. We wish him well. Alvin, leader of the Hutton Truckers and very fluffy personality, was seen in multi-crew this week, or at least one of his representatives was having orders barked at them. A session in the combat zones left Alvin's enemies reeling, and we're always grateful when he puts paw to flight stick and helps out in Wolf 359. The Dayglow Viking and his team of fluorescent flight pilots completed their challenge for Calm. On completion of their marathon mission, they even had time to build a tower of SRVs to reach the top of one particularly challenging cliff. Congratulations, team. King Hanky has vowed revenge on Cecil for his scurrilous claims that he's dirty, as broadcast on the show last week, and will be using the Friday Drabble Show as a verbal pistols at dawn, gunfight at high noon showdown. Of course, he might just end up confirming what we all knew in the first place, or just causing the cow to giggle. On the subject of cows, there has been an outbreak of mad cow disease somewhere in the station. Bovine mods is rumoured to have already affected the Brazilian barbecue on level 4, but Nurse Wyeth is mystified that sufferers appear to be acting no differently to normal. The Alliance have revealed, through galactic message boards, that they believe the Mr. Dusty virus is out in the wild and has managed to recode itself to manage to click on the button marked "I am not a robot," causing panic everywhere, or at least some very mild concern in the Alliance. And finally from me, we bring news that the Hutton... And finally from me, we bring news that Hutton's latest race has been launched. Yes, the 11th of November will see the next in our long running. Okay, there was only one race before, series, and the trophies for best team and best solo driver will be up for grabs from Timmy Brabston, who won last time by being a team of one. Supported by the Buckyballers, the event will see pilots converge on the tidy A planet in the magic system, and a suitably big and scary looking volcanic outcrop will be climbed in the name of charity, and they will be attempting to race to the top without blowing up. Once at the top, there will be Evel Knievel-style anaconda jumping, super sumo shove everyone off the edge competitions, and of course base jumping to see how fast you can get to the bottom again. Plus, stylish explosions. All commanders not actually cycling or hiking up a volcano are invited to attend.
Good evening, truckers. Atris5060 reporting in from Canon Research. I've got the latest intel for you on the Thargoid menace, as well as an update on the status of Project IDA. Now, last week the Thargoids upped the ante and targeted three systems instead of the usual two. The targets were Wiener Heat Terminal in Dolores, Brill Station in Karekau, and Remeli Terminal in Lysini. We were successful in defending both Brill Station and Wiener Terminal. Remeli Terminal was damaged, thus adding another station onto the list of repairs for Project IDA. But this week, Eagle Eye is reporting three targets, meaning the Thargoids are continuing with their new plan of attack. They are targeting Walker Ring in Gertrude, Karachkina Orbital in HIP-9141, and Bonnell Dock in the Gambie. Aegis has developed their megaships, the Vanguard, and it's deployed them. Rather, they're quite well developed as it is, you know. I made a little bit of a boo-boo there. I hope nobody noticed, but Aegis has deployed their megaships, the Vanguard and the Acropolis, to the Zephyrus and HIP 36512. Project IDA is continuing its repair efforts on Kipling Orbital in the Pleiades sector, KC-V C2-11. They are currently focusing on fulfilling the demands for beryllium, synthetic fabrics, polymers, semiconductors, and power generators, and some hand lube. Any truckers willing to assist are asked to coordinate with the Project IDA through their official communication channels. Your mission this week, truckers, should you choose to accept it, is where we were to fend off the Thargoids in Gertrud, HIP-9141 and Nagami. Cannon Boffins would also like to remind truckers that it is the number of kills that count, not the number of bonds cashed in. So be sure to blow up as many of those little fuckers as possible. Best of luck out there, truckers. For the mug!
For this week's BGS news, I have a nice easy one. Win the election. Finally, we can actually say win rather than lose. Tomorrow we go into election in Wolf 359. Having finally shed the excess fat, we're ready to start taking back the system. It won't be easy. Union of Wolf 359 Labour are in a bust state, and totally contrary to all known logic, that's a really, really good way of gaining influence. But we're ready and waiting, and it's time to truck our way back into control. Hot missions and passengers, please, because we've lost the stations as part of Operation Wolf. Trade and exploration data will only benefit our opposition, and because it's an election, bounties have no effect. Once this election is won, we keep hammering away at the missions, trade at Kaylee Enterprise, which is our prize for winning, and with carefully guided data drops, we can begin chasing down Union for control of the whole system. Elsewhere, the data was a little behind, but at the last assessment, the instructions are to leave Alpha Centauri and Van Maanen Star, they're both too high, and be delicate everywhere else. Most systems are stable enough. In Colonia, things are very settled. We're still in a boom state with an outbreak pending. I guess that King Hanky has been scratching himself in public again. So making profit is fairly easy. Just keep an eye on those numbers, and if they get a bit close to 60%, pop over to Trakath and work for the top four factions to keep our chance of expansion alive. Now over to Norma and her lovely pair of CGs.
Yes, two CGs this week. Palin Institute campaign and defending research in Maya. Earn rewards for by delivering Thargoid carapace, Thargoid wake data and Thargoid material composition data, or by handing in bounty vouchers to Obsidian Orbital in the Maya system. More details later.